Hello there, my fellow tax slaves. I hope everything's going well with you. You know, today's the day after. This is September 12th, the day after 9/11. Yeah, I wasn't even going to say anything about 9/11, really. But all the people that still believe the damn official story that Osama bin Laden and 19, some dude living in a cave halfway around the world, and 19 crazy little Muslims that couldn't even fly a Cessna, and like strippers and cocaine and all, and even were tied up with the FBI informants and all, and paid by the CIA. Y'all believe all that? All the people that still believe that bull crap just got to me. Even our local sheriff, my local sheriff, Frankie Lee Bone Jr., who I've discussed many times, believes it. Wants everybody to believe he's a hero when, hey, you got fooled into going up there, or you went up there believing the lie, and now you want everybody to thank you for going over there and killing all the people. Great day. I can't believe the people believe this lie still. You know, there's all kinds of evidence out there. I mean, there's so many documentaries and all. Do we know everything about it? Hell no, it's not our crime. But it was a crime nonetheless. And we come to find out it's our government. Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld. Cheney and Rumsfeld are pieces of shit anyway. Then you got Condi Rice, and you got that damn Colin Powell, and weapons of mass destruction and all that bullshit. All but a pack of lies, and these people still believe it. You got to be an ignoramus to still believe the lie. You had to done no homework at all and just watch television. Yeah, I know for Sheriff Frankie Lee Bone and a lot of these military people, they have to believe the lie, because if they don't believe the lie, they realize how duped they were and how many of their friends and cohorts got killed over there. How much killing they did, you know. You can thank Julian Assange for showing us what kind of killing they did in Iraq. Well, they damn sure did a lot of killing in Afghanistan, too. And if you still believe that lie, look at the Patriot Act. Now, it came out a couple of weeks after 9/11. You think that was just written overnight? They had that on the shelf ready to go. All lies. All lies. You know, if you want to know some of them, one of the best documentaries of late, James Corbett's The History of Al-Qaeda, Part 1, 2, and 3, or 9/11, A Conspiracy Theory, or...
On the morning of September 11th, 2001, 19 men armed with box cutters directed by a man on dialysis in a cave fortress halfway around the world using a satellite phone and a laptop directed the most sophisticated penetration of the most heavily defended airspace in the world, overpowering the passengers and the military combat trained pilots on four commercial aircraft before flying those planes wildly off course for over an hour without being molested by a single fighter interceptor. These 19 hijackers, devout religious fundamentalists who like to drink alcohol, snort cocaine, and live with pink-haired strippers, managed to knock down three buildings with two planes in New York. While in Washington, a pilot who couldn't handle a single-engine Cessna was able to fly a 757 in an 8,000-foot descending 270-degree corkscrew turn to come exactly level with the ground. hitting the Pentagon in the budget analyst office where DoD staffers were working on the mystery of the $2.3 trillion that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld had announced missing from the Pentagon's coffers in a press conference the day before.
Or 9/11 followed the money, followed the trillions. It's all a fairy tale, and they lied to us. To think that these stripper, cocaine-loving, strict Muslims with box cutters took over all these planes and drove them into the towers across some of the most protected territory in the world without any fighter jets or anything, and all of them are out playing little games that day. Oh, I'm sorry, it was just a blip in the system. Bullshit. So all these people that are still believing this lie and posting it on Facebook like they're gonna be little heroes, like that damn zero, that damn zero, Frankie Lee Bone Jr. posting that he's a hero because he went over there and got Bin Laden. Frankie Lee Bones, he's so full of shit. I honestly don't believe the boy's got over 82. But that's all I got to say about 9/11. If you haven't done your homework and you still believe that, please don't be posting that bullshit and showing your ignorance. Quit. But as you can tell, we're out here at the farm, and the beavers is busy, and it's a beautiful day. But never forget that you were betrayed by your own government, by those within it, and they're still covering it up. And anybody that goes along with it is an accessory to the crime, including our dear sheriff, Frankie Lee Bone Jr.
How dare you?
Anyway, boys and girls, we're going to hang out a while, look for a couple of eagles, maybe a osprey or two, maybe some Mississippi kites under Josephine, while they ain't trying to kill us all. Anyway, we'll see you guys next time. Till then, peace.
Times there's a man. He's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's the dude.